The election's getting horse race coverage, according to Dennis Kucinich. As a result, the Ohio congressional representative says issues important to this country are being ignored.
It's free of content, and it's free of thought, and it really does a disservice to the voter. Having said all that, let me tell you, this race started with 10 candidates, then there were 9, and then 8, 7, 6, 5, and you know, there might be 4, and I'll still be in, and there might be 3, and I'll still be in.
Kucinich says he stands apart from the other Democratic presidential candidates on key issues like war and trade. He hopes his call for repealing NAFTA and getting U.S. troops out of Iraq within 90 days will appeal to voters in the Badger State.
Wisconsin has a sense about the wrongness of this war, about the wrongness of the Patriot Act.
All the candidates have been critical of President Bush's decision to go to war against Iraq. However, John Edwards and John Kerry gave their approval for the invasion. Kucinich did not and says voters should seriously question whether they want to elect a leader who wasn't skeptical of claims Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
For any candidate running for president to claim that they were fooled by George Bush is not a very good recommendation. It is not a good recommendation.
Kucinich says Wisconsin has a U.S. senator who stood up against the war, Russ Feingold, and now needs a president who can make similar tough decisions when public sentiment is strong, but the facts may not be. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.